Senator Lisa Murkowski and the rest of the women in the Senate had dinner at the White House last night. Dinner with the president is a big deal for just about anyone. But as APRN's Peter Granitz reports, the real story isn't about the discussion, but the contents of the dinner plates.
Women make up half the U.S. population, but just 20% of the Senate. So the relationships among female senators tend to be close, regardless of party. In fact, the women of the Senate gather regularly at one another's houses for dinner. Senator Murkowski told a gaggle of energy reporters she was slated to play host this week.
We were planning on serving halibut. So then on Monday, when we got the call saying that the president wanted to invite the women over to his house...
That would be the White House.
I said, well, wait a minute. We got halibut thawing for 16 people. What are we going to do?
She says she offered to take the fish to the White House. And to be fair, Murkowski explicitly says it was wild caught in Alaskan waters, though it's unclear whether she or her husband caught the fish. Turns out, you can't just bring fish into the White House, even if you are a United States senator. And security is especially tight these days, with a ricin-laced letter addressed to the president intercepted last week.
My husband then gets a call from the Secret Service saying, well, we need to come over and inspect your halibut.
That proved too much of a hassle, so the White House opted to buy its own Alaskan halibut. Murkowski says it turned out well. Sure, there were substantive things discussed at dinner, icebreakers, Arctic diplomacy, and energy, to name a few, but Murkowski clearly enjoyed explaining Alaskan fish and freezing to lower 48 reporters.
We start September off with a lot of fish. Yeah. This is the time of year that you're looking to move that halibut.
As for those 16 fillets, it's been confirmed they never completely thawed and are back in the freezer, safe for consumption. In Washington, D.C., I'm Peter Granitz.